Russia's President Vladimir Putin and Germany's Chancellor Gerhard Schröder are meeting today in St. Petersburg, Russia. One likely issue is the fate of independent broadcasting in Russia. The state-run gas company Gazprom has taken over Russia's only nationwide independent television station, NTV. Demonstrators have filled the streets to protest the takeover. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
NTV supporters were out in force at weekend rallies in St. Petersburg and Moscow. Their message to Putin, hands off NTV. Reporters at the station are on a warpath. They warn their fans at the rallies that by imposing new management on NTV last week, Gazprom was simply doing the Kremlin's dirty work. If they don't fight, the NTV staffers argued, their station will be turned into another government mouthpiece. While the battle has dominated NTV's news coverage, reporters last night did give viewers a real taste of what they believe would be lost with the Gazprom takeover, professional independent television that questions authority. NTV commentator Yevgeny Kisilyov's Sunday evening news analysis program, Itogi, or Summing Up, had hard-hitting and emotional reports about the war in Chechnya. Reporters raised doubts about President Putin's claims of successes in the war-torn region. But Kisilyov, who was ousted as managing director, did not stay neutral long as he hosted his program. In his typical fashion, he used the show as a bully pulpit, spending some 15 minutes laying out his legal case against the Gazprom takeover. This is not some fight between owners of a store or a small factory, he said. This is a fight over an influential nationwide television station. He accused Gazprom of lying about NTV's finances. While much of the NTV staff has stood by Kisilyov in these troubling times, some are questioning his approach to the conflict. One influential NTV host, Leonid Parfionov, wrote an open letter accusing Kisilyov of using the NTV staff as cannon fodder. Another popular news anchor, Tatyana Mitkova, quit the station this weekend as well. At Saturday's rally in Moscow, talk show host Svetlana Sorokina admitted it's been a morally tough battle. This is a very serious moment, a trying time for us, she said, adding there's a battle for our souls, like no other time I remember. The new management team is looking confident. The smooth-talking Russian-American investment banker Boris Jordan, now NTV's managing director, is urging journalists to at least meet with him, and he's insisting he will ensure the team can work independently. The journalists say, after a year of legal troubles and police searches, they don't believe any promises. Outside Russia, CNN founder Ted Turner has agreed to buy shares in NTV, but he's still negotiating with Gazprom to solidify a deal. The head of Gazprom's media arm, Alfred Koch, says he has until tomorrow to respond to Turner's latest offer, but Koch indicated a final deal could be months away. In the meantime, the test of wills continues. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Moscow.